This episode is about what will happen to American foreign policy if there is a second Donald Trump administration, if Donald Trump wins the 2024 presidential elections. And before starting, I think I must give credit to one, the famous Washington Post columnist Walter Russell Mead, who wrote about this topic quite recently in early October 2023, as well as a number of scenarios that were presented or featured in Real Clear Politics. Plus, my own views, for which I take responsibility because I don't want to hint that any points here are to be attributed to Russell Mead or to any scenarios exercise. I take responsibility for whatever projections are here. Anyway, what will happen to American foreign policy if there is a second Donald Trump administration? I think the most important point to start from would be that, unlike in the first Trump administration, when we saw him putting a number of very well-established figures, primarily from the American military, from the Pentagon, as well as titans of industry, in key positions in his administration, I don't think this will happen in the second Trump administration, if there were to be a second Trump administration. For very simple reason. I think in the first administration, it was his first time to come to the American presidency, to the White House, and there needed to be some sort of substantiation, some sort of putting people with established credibility and gravitas. I think if he wins in 2024, I think President Trump in this case will form his own administration. He would not go for people with their own credibility and gravitas. That is an important point. It will be an administration reflecting him, and that's it. The second consequence, I think we will have a very sharp, acute rhetoric. Some people might say, well, the first Trump administration had acute rhetoric anyway. True, but I think this time it will be sharper, probably acuter, for two reasons. One, he would be in 2025 and after, years after, if he wins the 2024 presidential election, he would be probably more confident in the position, in the presidency, than he were in the first time he was president of the United States. There will be nothing new at this stage. He already has been in that position. And confidence, I think, in this case, would make him probably sharper in his rhetoric, again, more acute in what he says. And the second reason is that President Trump, if he becomes president again, will be facing the echoes of the legal cases, the accusations leveled at him in 2022, 2023, which probably will mean that the tone of his political voice will be louder. More importantly than rhetoric, of course, will be actions. And I think also the actions will probably be more assertive. I think that he will do so many important things within the American political economy landscape. But since this series is about foreign policy and primarily America versus China in the coming few years, we are more concerned about foreign policy here. And I think the American foreign policy in the second Trump administration, if there is a second administration, will also be more assertive, probably faster pace than we saw in the first Trump administration, because it will be his second and last chance to effect changes in American foreign policy. There are a number of dossiers that are very important, and I think we will see some changes. The first one is the war on Ukraine. Probably, as we have heard him saying in the past months, primarily in 2023, probably we will see a slower pace, probably less support from the United States to the war effort. But the most important consequence here, probably from a geostrategic point of view, will be shifting the expectation of support effort to Europe. Many observers say, well, that will by default mean less support to Ukraine because Europe will not be able to sustain what America can provide and have been providing or has been providing. I think not necessarily, but the important point here will be that shifting the bulk or a big significant part of the effort, the support effort to Europe, will mean completely new dynamics within the European Union, within Europe actually, which I think will result into a major political moment for Europe. And that will by itself have major consequences, I think, on interrelations dynamics within Europe. But that's probably something else, not within the focus of this episode, of this discussion. But the point I'm trying to arrive at is a decision or a number of decisions by the second Trump administration, if there is one, concerning the war on Ukraine, will mean very serious and important consequential decisions and moments in Europe. Related to that is what will happen to NATO, the North Atlantic Alliance, by far the most important and powerful defense alliance or military alliance in the world. There were some rhetoric, some talk in the first Trump administration about the United States leaving NATO. I personally think a lot of that was posturing. It was also some sort of negotiation techniques and dynamics. I doubt that this will happen if there is a second Trump administration. However, to my mind, we will certainly see American positions trying to effect changes in the responsibilities within NATO, in the funding structure within NATO, from being on the United States towards being much more on the European allies within NATO. And this also will have very significant impacts on Europe, but in addition to that, will have major impacts on the global geopolitical and geostrategic landscape. The biggest impact of these geopolitical, geostrategic consequences will be on the American-Chinese relationship or the nascent confrontation between the two powers and the blocs behind them. I think there would not be a dramatic change in that, in the dynamics of that confrontation, simply because the American strategy today towards China, which we have discussed a lot in this series, has actually started during the Trump administration. So in a way, there is quite a continuation in American policy towards China and towards the rise of China over the past decade, more or less. So I don't think if there is a second Trump administration, we will see a major change. However, there is a scenario, probably a low probability scenario, but still it is a scenario in which President Trump, if he wins the November 2024 presidential election in the US and returns to the White House, there is a scenario in which he tries to cut a major deal with China, with President Xi Jinping in China. We know that Mr. Trump has a tendency, has a strong preference for cutting major deals. Now, of course, if that happens, if there is an attempt by the US to cut a major deal with President Xi Jinping, that would be a colossal development in international relations, whether or not it actually materializes. Because even if it does not materialize, but there is an American reach to China for a grand deal, that by itself will send so many signals in the Asia-Pacific region, as well as in Europe, as well as in the Indian Ocean and the Indian subcontinent and in the rest of the world, that would mean major changes. So that potentiality of America under a second Trump administration thinking of a grand deal with China is a low probability scenario. However, if that scenario materializes, it's a big deal. When it comes to other dynamics in international relations, I think we will not see much difference from what we saw in the first Trump administration, or even what we are seeing today under President Joe Biden. So, with the major player in Asia, India, I think we will see a continuation if Trump returns to the White House. I think under the second Trump administration, we will see a continuation of the American attempt to foster strong relationship with India that could even become some sort of a strategic partnership. And we have discussed American-Indian dynamics in detail in a previous episode in this series. I think we will also see quite assertive immigration policy from the United States, which will impact American relationships with Latin American or Southern American countries. However, I don't think we might see a continuation of the very tough Trump rhetoric. However, I think we will also see the assertive immigration policy combined with attempts at cutting deals as well. I think we will see a continuation of the favorable relationship towards the United Kingdom, which probably will not mean major evolutions in the security domains. Already there is major cooperation between the US and the UK in all domains of security, but probably we will see this favorable attitude from the US under a Trump administration, which is also continuing anyway, or is there anyway during the Biden administration. We will see continuation of that favorable attitude manifesting in trading dynamics, which is obviously very good for the UK. In the Middle East, I think we will also see a continuation of something we saw in the first Trump administration, and more or less we are seeing also now in the past few years, of the United States trying to balance and have okay working relationships, functional good relationships with the major powers in the region. Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Israel. Obviously, the big question mark, if there is a second Trump administration concerning the Middle East, will be the relationship between the US and Iran, American attitude attitude towards Iran. Under the first Trump administration, we saw maximum economic pressure through sanctions, as well as we saw action against Iran. We saw the assassination of one of the most important generals of Iran, Qasem Soleimani. Will we see a combination of that maximum pressure and sanctions, as well as some very assertive moves? I think the former, I think yes. The second, we will see, because already there are major developments in the Middle East, most notably the deal, the agreement between Iran and Saudi Arabia, to a large extent or to some extent, brokered by China, and therefore the region, the Middle East, has moved a bit since the years of the first Trump administration. So I think some players in the Middle East might not necessarily be in the same mindset they were in during the years of the first Trump administration. So long story short, I think we will see a continuation of the economic pressures or resuscitation of the economic pressures we saw from America towards Iran during the first Trump administration. But from a geopolitical point of view, I think we will see changes again because the partners in the region have probably moved a bit, especially on the Arab side. However, irrespective of all of these different dynamics in different parts of the world, if there is a second Trump administration, there are two long-term impacts that will materialize if Mr. Trump returns to the Oval Office, to the White House. And some of these points, some of these projections I put forward actually do take place. The first impact, long-term impact, will be a clear realization across the world that the Republican Party that would, in this scenario, elect President Trump again, has already really shifted to the right, seriously to the right, which means that the episode, the period in which we saw President Trump arrives at the White House in his first administration was not an aberration, was not just an episode that everybody can forget about. No. It will mean if there is a second Trump administration that indeed the Republican Party has really seriously shifted to the right and that American sociopolitics have seriously moved in the last 30, 40 years quite a degree towards the right, which means, and that's what it means, often this becomes manifested or gets quite reflected in American foreign policy in general across the world, irrespective of whether there is a second President Trump or not. So the point again, President Trump by himself having a second term will affect certain points in different parts of the world, which are very consequential. But perhaps the more strategic point, it will mean that the shifts we have been seeing in American sociopolitics in the past 30, 40 years have now become a reality, not a minor phenomenon that has limited reflections on American foreign policy. No, they have become a main feature of American sociopolitics that will have a serious reflection on American positioning globally. This is a very important point to reflect upon for anyone thinking about America in the coming 10 years during this nascent confrontation with China.